So I'm Kerry Gott at Vineyard and Winery Estates in St. Helena. I help people get into the wine business, and I've been involved with wine and winemaking and vineyards all my life. Fourth generation in the California wine business. So when we first moved to Napa Valley, I worked at Inglenook. My dad ran Inglenook, and a friend of mine and I, we used to, in the evening, not every evening, we'd go to the Louis M. Martini Winery, and Louis Senior, was alive. He was an older gent, and we were both in our young 20s, and sometimes my new wife was along with us. And he was very gracious to us because we were young people in the making wine, working in wineries, and very interested. And I remember one time he took us down into the old cellar below the main floor of the winery. And there are large, like concrete bins that unlabeled bottles would be stored in. And he gave us a couple different bottles and then explained what the wines were. And we went back upstairs and he gave us each a bottle of two different wines. And one of them was Private Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon. So the term is private reserve. And as Louis explained, it was most years they made a private reserve. The wine was very good. They charged a little bit more for each of the bottles. And it was something special. They didn't make a huge quantity of it, but it was sort of a better, maybe a more rich or a little bit finer flavor blend of Cabernet. And there was other private reserves that they made, but that happened most years of the production. And then the other bottle that he gave us was Special Selection. And as he explained it, that the Special Selection was actually that he and his son, who was Louis also, that was Louis P., they would choose some wine that was either a variety that they'd planted or a new vineyard block or some wine production technique that they had in the winery that made something that was really special. So they didn't do it every year. They didn't do a lot of it. But if you were to Google Louis Martini Private Reserve and Special Selection, you'd see, and then the banner on top of the label would either say Private Reserve or Special Selection. And I think that really is a very classic piece of romance for me in the wine business, because a person that had been around the business for all of his life, those two terms really meant a lot to him. And they really mean a lot to me because they are a style of what we taste and feel and see in the wines that we're bottling and creating for our customers to enjoy. Private Reserve and Special Selection.